In the second section of the Bodhicharya Avatara, entitled Confession of Faults, we find some of the most simple, poignant, and indeed powerful expressions of our actual situation. In the first section, I've read verses from that, the first chapter, Shantideva gives praise to the bodhicitta, the enlightened mind. And that praise in the second section, Confession of Faults, turns into beautiful, elaborate devotional verses. We have some of those in our own puja. But then, after that, Shantideva confesses his faults. You get the impression that Shantideva himself has had some kind of experience, some kind of vision of the bodhicitta, this amazing heart, this amazing mind of wisdom and compassion. He's got some kind of contact with it. He's been moved by it in some way. It's touched him. But as well as that causing him great joy and great uplift, it also reveals to him how much of him just isn't in tune with it. The vast heart of enlightenment, of awakening, reveals all the pettiness, all the small-mindedness in us. And Shantideva sees that small-mindedness in the context of life and death. I'll read you some verses. First of all, the confessional verse. Whatever wrong I have done to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, to my parents, to my teachers or others worthy of respect, whether wrong by deed, word or thought, I confess it all to the leaders. I acknowledge it all to the leaders, to the Buddhas. And then he says, the Lord of Death is indifferent to what has been done or not done. Like a thunderbolt, he strikes me down in health as well as sickness. For the sake of my likes and dislikes, I have done many kinds of wrong. I did not remember that sooner or later I must depart this life, abandoning all and alone. What I hate will cease to be. What I love will cease to be. I will cease to be. And all will cease to be. Amazing reflection on death. What I hate will cease to be. What I love will cease to be. I will cease to be. And all will cease to be.